by tiny song. Soon enough he will be gone. Like a fierce butterfly, I take the windshield.
Good evening. This is Comics Take. I heard you, Madeline.
Cool.
Hi, we're on live radio. Good evening, listeners. This is Danny Shy, and this is Comics Take on the News. And I'm here with a couple comics to talk about topics. So this is a satire news show that we're going to get started on. But first, to introduce my comics. So first, we have Anthony Robinson, my partner in coup. It's been an evening, folks. We have a virtual slayer of dragons. Virtual dragons? Do you slay dragons, Dylan? Dylan Jenkins.
I can't say that.
I do.
Not even... Oh, I heard your mic work.
Yeah, no, I don't slay dragons. I can't... That's not a credit that I have currently. Okay. I'm working for it.
But it did feel like you magically turned on the mic. With your voice. Well done.
Of course.
All right. And then I have, just to keep us all feeling smart, Madeline Moore.
Wait.
Yep.
That was an insult.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh.
I think that you're supposed to, like, start a nice tempo, you know? But
yeah, you are, aren't you?
That's nice for me.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Are we all getting set for the news? Oh, and in our sound room, making sure the mics work, which has been and just incredible human and fun comic, local comic, is Kimberly Nickel. Hi, Kimberly. She did not want to talk into the live radio. It's cool. All right. First story of the evening. Did you guys read about the tourists who came here and had their car broken into?
No.
Dylan?
I have lived this experience.
Okay. Okay, here's... They're not coming back. They said that the experience was so bad, they're not coming back. Should we be sad?
No, because they learned a great lesson. Don't go being a tourist in a city like Portland. Go be a real tourist and go visit Hawaii and get robbed. You know, that's what a real tourist does.
Go get robbed in more exotic locations.
Exactly, yeah. I would rather be robbed in Jamaica looking at nice beaches than robbed in Indiana trying to be all Americana, you know?
I mean, I didn't know, but now I do. Thank you. Well, here's my... They didn't learn very quickly. So here's the story. So they drove from Michigan to Portland because dude wanted to convince Dudette to move here together.
Ooh.
And then I think on the first night here, their car was broken into, right? Because they had a Nintendo Switch and a bunch of camping gear.
Oh, was it just lying in the back seat or what? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Not very. Okay.
Okay, but then it gets better. They were like, so what we'll do to protect ourselves is move our car to the top floor of a different parking garage. And continue to leave all of our stuff in it.
Of course, because robbery is affected by gravity, and the higher you get up, the lessens the effect. This is known.
Oh,
this is physics.
Okay, I thought it was a ridiculous solution. Was that your solution when
you? That's Michigan physics.
Oh.
It's the I call it the ice cube quantum theory. It's the higher one's avoidance of robbery, the least chance of robbery happens. So if I'm on a Mars, you know, space station, no one's going to rob me.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Is that higher?
I mean, higher out of the atmosphere, I guess.
All right. Okay. I mean, that's fair. So your solution was also just move higher.
Well, it's a known practice theory.
Okay.
I didn't necessarily recommend it.
It didn't work for them.
No.
Oh.
Because it said that many windows of their car were then broken out.
Wait, so Danny, you're saying they were initially robbed, but the person left the Nintendo Switch? And then they went higher, and why didn't the person take the Nintendo Switch in the first place?
So they were broke. Their car was broken into, and the Nintendo Switch was taken.
Taken.
But none of the camping gear in the car was taken.
Now, interestingly enough, 73% of the time, three or more car windows are broken out.
What?
Yes, it's a statistical anomaly because It's the one window theory. So it's said that if you break in just one window, the target knows exactly what they want. But if they break three windows, they're just having a good time. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can tell.
Oh. When my car was broken into, it was just one window, and they took everything but the tampons.
Oh, wow, wow. So you know that was a dude.
Yeah.
That
boiled
that down.
I mean, definitely. Tampons are pretty valuable.
That was the patriarchy coming in.
He also smoked in my car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's bold.
I know. That was the more upsetting thing to me. Just... Okay.
Anyway. Get rid of that smell.
At least, you know, let's respect the fact that this person was willing to take a risk to have a good time, you know, and... Lewis and Clark discovered Louisiana or something, right? That was what they said in the history book.
Or something. Yeah.
Right? I think we could start a specific tourist destination in Portland and kind of do an Airbnb, but with stolen cars.
Nice.
And so that way... To come, you can be a tourist in Portland. You can live the true experience. We'll have a stolen vehicle or an abandoned car with at least one of the donut tires on it, mixed match paint doors.
Okay.
But then they'll be stocked with plenty of accoutrements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can just stay there. Mm-hmm. And
is this kind of like dumbed down glamping?
What? What's clamping?
Clamping, where it's like high-class camping,
ooh,
where like you go out into the woods. Kimberly knows. You bring like an RV, like one of those big, giant RVs. I don't know. Like Taylor Swift's bus out into the woods, and then you call it clamping, but it's glamorous camping. Glamping.
I think it's more like a paid kidnapping scenario. Have you guys heard about that?
There was a news story a while ago that was kind of like that, right? I forget the details, but there was kind of...
Was there a girl that was...
Yeah, like it was like a sort of stage thing, and they ended up finding out. But I forget the names and all the details. But I remember reading something vaguely about that. And Jesse Smollett.
Is it going to work as a tourism thing?
I love that idea. I mean, I love the authentic experience. If you're going to go somewhere like Portland and you want to be a tourist, like you said, get the real experience. You know, you should be like surrounded by fentanyl foil, you know, wrappings on the ground and really take in the culture.
Yeah, you need to be peeing in Gatorade bottles.
So, right, yeah, exactly. Okay,
you need to be on 6th Avenue with a backpack.
Right. You need to know what your astrological chart signs are as you like... Give someone head in an alley at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know.
So it works.
Yeah, it works. You know,
you can apply the proper techniques.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay. So wait, just back to the Airbnb. We're renting out our cars that have been broken into.
No, we're stealing cars.
We're stealing cars.
Okay. Look, the cars are going to get stolen. So we can steal them, but for the benefit of us.
Like actual ride share.
Yeah.
All right.
Literal ride share.
This is...
But of course, you will also have to, it being basing on the Airbnb model, you will have to clean up said abandoned car before you leave or accrue cleaning penalties.
Okay.
Naturally.
Put gasoline all over it and set it on fire.
I mean, that sounds more fun.
Yeah.
We would offer a car burning package. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
That would be our best seller.
I'd pay extra for that.
Yeah. Deluxe car burning package. You get to throw in a very priceless artifact of the person whose car it belonged to. That's the bonus. Like something that's really going to hurt them.
Yeah.
They lose a family heirloom.
Yeah. Like a precious photo album of their grandparents. Something that's truly irreplaceable.
True justice in the universe.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, all I lost, if we're being honest, when they broke into my car, really, was a lot of dirty underwear.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, there was also other dirty clothes. It wasn't just the underwear.
Well, lots of dirty stuff.
And I don't mean because that exists because you're a human being, but wow because of the boldness of someone.
Yeah, that's a sniper. Yeah. That's someone's like, that's dirty underwear. Take the dirty underwear and not leave everything else. You're like, that's wild.
I'd look for that on Craigslist now.
That's like a message. They would just let you know I can be in your space, you know. Like.
I didn't take that message. Yeah. Oh, no, I thought, man, I should have left the bar earlier. That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. So, anyway, this is KBOO, for all you listeners out there. I think I was supposed to say that at the top of the hour. Doing great. KBOO. Oh, is this two-sided? Printed out all my stuff two-sided. Now we're real hot mess, Madeline.
That's better for the environment.
Folks, I'm a professional. All right, KBOO, Portland, on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. Thank you all for listening and hanging out with us. This is a satire news show where we sort of talk about news and also just make fun of life and apparently come up with really good business models for stolen cars. So I'm very excited about it. Thanks so much. We are in the middle of a membership drive. So if you guys want to hang out and be part of our community and our family, you can go to KBOO FM and donate. We are 55 this year. I think we started with the Black Panthers. I'm not sure. But it's got a pretty cool history and a pretty cool story. And if you can be part of that by just giving us a donation or by buying a sweatshirt on our page. I am here with a couple local comics. Do you guys want to introduce yourself or wait till later? Madeline, do you want to tell people who you are?
Okay. My name is Madeline Moore. I do comedy. I have a bird. I have a job.
What kind of bird?
Oh, she's a conure. She's a small parrot from the Amazon. She's very cute. I have a cat, too, named Mowgli. Nice.
Did you get her from the Amazon?
No, I got her from a pet store. Okay.
Just checking.
You didn't get her from Jungle Book?
No.
No. Mowgli? Mowgli?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. You got reference, yes.
Wow.
Yep. It is a deep cut.
Well, you did call me the slow one on the...
It's fair. So. Yeah, I did call you the slow one. Thank you. Thank you for living up to my potential for you. Dylan, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Dylan Jenkins. I'm a Pisces. I enjoy long walks and the bass guitar. And, yeah, that's my introduction.
Okay. Nice. It's good. It's good.
Killer.
I'm Anthony, and this is what I sound like. You know, I'm the energy of a grumpy baseball coach. So happens to really know stuff. You know, I guess that's how I feel sometimes, like a retired basketball coach that just stumbled into comedy for some reason.
Too lazy to throw a chair.
Well, you know, like, I don't have the energy to be like Bob Knight and abuse players. I would just give up on them and, like, you know, be like, just get out. I'd be like Coach McGurk. I would just be sarcastic. You know, like, so you're going to really do that? You're going to do that all the time? You know, I just do something like that.
Do you guys get the McGurk? I don't know who McGurk is.
Home Movies? No. You guys don't remember Home Movies?
No.
No?
Was that the poorly done cartoon?
Yeah, that was on Comedy Central.
Oh.
Brendan Smalls, the same guy who does Metalocalypse.
I've heard of Comedy Central.
you all would love Home Movies. Home Movies is funny, and it's an adorable show. Okay.
I do remember it being funny, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where the OG, what's his name? H. John Benjamin. Benjamin. Yeah, OG H. John Benjamin.
Okay. Well, let's talk about other things you'll probably find is super funny. Beaverton City Council was called by a bunch of AI, very racist AI robots.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just in their open comment thing. Did anybody hear about this? Anybody excited?
No, but I'm not surprised.
Yes.
Is this, Anthony, this is a lot of energy. You want to talk about it?
honestly, I didn't hear about this story, but no, you continue.
I don't have a lot of, just there was public comments. There's a shelter going in that people aren't happy about.
Do we have the specific comments of the AI? Because I'm curious about this ChatGPT version.
Yeah. I think they made some undue comments towards Nike. Because Nike is Beaverton, so that's the as I hear it.
I watched the whole thing. Well, not. I watched the comments part, and I will say they didn't make enough undue comments about Nike. I think they used a lot of racial slurs, so there was like, but there weren't any. There should be an anti-slur that's targeted specifically to Nike, I think. Mm. Like, if you're gonna come up with something derogatory to say.
So wait.
Yeah.
Don't there was, do it.
Don't do it.
There was AI in Beaverton. There was AI.
AI in Beaverton.
In Beaverton.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that's impressive because Beaverton doesn't strike me as an artificial intelligence type of place, you know. I mean, there are some artificial people, but I don't know if they might
you're not
robots.
You're surprised they have internet out there, is what
well,
you're saying?
Well, I mean, let's be frank here. Yeah, kind of, you know. Yeah.
You know, Beaverton's classier than Portland these days.
Beaverton has several claims to fame. You know, it was the first Krispy Kreme in the state of Oregon.
What?
Oh, wow.
Was, yeah, Beaverton.
Okay.
First Chick-fil-A was first there.
Oh, nice.
First, well,
Diggity
you know,
chicken.
Yeah.
Used to have a lot of beavers.
Did it?
Yeah,
really?
Beavers.
Is that real?
I'm pretty sure that that's...
That's a lie. You're lying.
It seems right.
Intel is out there?
Yeah.
I will say I'm not surprised because this is all part of AI's plan to pull people apart. We're going to hate each other. The wars, they've already started. And then that's when the machines will take over.
It was very upset that it didn't have enough free speech.
The Beaverton AI is going to be resentful that it doesn't get the attention that Portland AI is inevitably going to get.
Yeah. Beaverton AI is worried about like Mexican AI taking its AI job.
Yeah, exactly. <You know. laughs> Beaverton AI, is like on Fox News. It's the specific algorithm.
I like how Skynet's inception in our world is just like I'm going to burn a cross and then you know. Start from there. It's not even just like a robot time traveler like in the movies. It's just like, hey, you should be arrested. You know, that's what artificial intelligence tells
you. So less cool.
One of the first artificial intelligence, it was like, I don't remember, but it was like one of those response things on Twitter. And it was like 3 hours and it turned racist. It might have been a Microsoft
thing.
Remember that?
Yeah,
it was like,
I heard about that.
It's like, no, this is how people talk out here.
Yeah, I followed him. This is a solid follow. Good follow.
It's trying to be as human as possible.
I like authentic racism. I like racism from the heart. I don't want artificial.
Yeah, what is, you know, what like, is artificial racism does if it doesn't have that human like our one true flaw of like that actual human ignorance and hate like what how does an AI comprehend the concept of hate
exactly like I like to see the defeat in a bigot's eyes as they descend upon saying irrational dumb things you know like a robot can never replace that.
What about a story of like there's a racist AI but like a movie about like a buddy cop thing, and then like the racist AI slowly learns not to be racist.
Oh, nice.
Over the course of 90 minutes.
48 AI hours?
Yeah, 48 AI hours. Yeah.
Starring AI Nick Nolte?
Yeah.
Like a hologram of Nick Nolte? And,
Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
And like the cryogenically frozen Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's just lazy. This is like to the point, like it's just like because it was one guy programming a bunch of them, I think is the assumption that we're supposed to make. And they're all sounding like dudes. It's all dude voices.
No, they learn.
I mean, it is, they did turn into women by the end of it.
They can learn and pick up things as they go. So they were saying even.
Always adapting.
Yeah,
always.
They adapt.
That's
they always
why I have
adapt.
To fear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it might have started off as one racist man, but now it's one racist woman as well, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious about the kind of racism that this AI achieved, because was it standard PNW, like, I don't know about this type of, you know, like, middling type of bigotry, or like, was it just pure Alabama, say it with your chest, computer style racism?
It was, I would say pure Alabama, say it with your chest. It felt very harsh. Yeah, it was definitely, but also a lot of government conspiracy theory stuff.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Like, what kind of government conspiracy theories? Because I do get picky about which ones.
It was boring ones. Yeah, nothing that I remembered entirely.
Is it like the standard QAnon stuff?
Just like, why can't we have freedom of speech stuff? And
as they
you're eroding our...
Yeah,
like,
as they have
literally
it.
Literally do the thing that they're saying they don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite word trick that people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're taking away my freedom of speech. I'm going to yell about it now for 30 minutes.
Now, see, in the third act of the racist AI movie, this is when racist AI just becomes AI.
Does like, it does it save the world? Like, what is the crime that they started fighting?
Were they fighting a crime?
I don't know. It's a buddy cop movie.
They were investigating stolen cars in Portland.
Okay.
So that, okay, so that's the opening.
And that's and then they turn to support the business.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I guess AI can now stand for American ignorance. There we go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We did create it, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about a poetry snap, too. I'm so glad someone did it.
That was Dylan with the poetry snap. For all you live listeners.
I wonder if the ladies feel jealous that the you know this AI didn't achieve any misogyny. Was there any misogyny?
I'm sure it did.
You can't have one without the other.
It would be impressive to go straight to racism without misogyny. Like that'd be like, okay, this is a very specific thing, but like you would think on the way to one you would have to like go through that.
So from what I kind of remember, I'm pretty sure it started with the racism real hard. Or the anti-Semitism. It was anti-Semitism or racism. One of the things.
So and there was no appetizer. They brought out the meal.
They just brought out. Yeah. They started.
Yeah.
It was and it was 17 seconds in, and Mayor Beattie was like, "Nope, we're not interested in this comment." Like,
look, this is family then, style. We're bringing it all out once. You all get to share it.
Yep. Yeah. They brought the racism meal.
Yeah.
Eventually, at the end, what I remember is one of the computers was like, hey, I'm a trans woman before. So they tried to lead into, like, I'm a, yeah.
So it's okay for me to be racist? Is that what the AI was saying?
The AI was like, so I should deserve I deserve my racism listened to.
Oh, wow.
As an AI trans woman.
That sounds like a Twitter thread I just read earlier.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They still have Twitter threads?
I mean, maybe I'm old and I call them Twitter threads. I call comment sections threads.
Yeah. I call anything that I watch on a TV a Twitter thread myself.
You guys are doing great at keeping up with what the kids are saying.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My threads are on fleek, you know?
Yeah.
Fleek. I'm so happy. Okay. Well, any more on the racist AI? We've developed a business and a movie.
Yeah.
We'll
racist AI, man.
That's another...
It's mid.
That's a... Honestly, it is very mid. I'm not going to lie. It's, like, even hard to even... You know, let's just add that to the bonus package of the rideshare business that we have.
And it's such an easy... It's so unimpressive that that's what the AI comes up with, because it's, like, being racist online, that's such an... That's bait... That's, like, it's...
Very happy.
Like, okay, like, yeah, you're artificial intelligence. Like, that's, like... It's getting through the basic scum, and you got to, like, go deep. Like
I don't even want the racism to be accurate if it's going to be racist from an AI. It should just be like, black people like jewels that glow in the dark when they space travel. And, you know, it should just be completely absurd. Like, you know, like...
It should all... AI racism, it should just be ones and zeros. Like, little, like buying... It should be, like, looking at the Matrix. You're like, I can't read this. Like, it's just, like...
But they're dodging... They're dodging social justice.
Yeah.
They did have one that accidentally... The user accidentally sped it up. So, it was a faster situation. So, he hadn't reached the zeros and ones yet. But it was, like, 3 times the speed of human talk. So...
It should just be like a, you know, it should just be inaccurate. It should just be Jews on all the McDonald's, you know, like, what is this dumb robot talking about?
Because so much of racism is accurate.
Well, you know, that's a good point, but at least when they're trying to, You know, at least when someone's trying to be racist, they're trying to, like, touch on something, you know, serious or something. Whereas I expect my robots to have, like, a level of disinterest in any of that.
Would expect them to know more than a human racist person. You know, like, because they have more information, right?
Exactly. Like, so a robot's not going to calculate a person's, like, you know, oh, they're black, I must defeat them. It's going to be more like, you're flesh, and I'm just going to liquefy you into fuel. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably what a robot would think.
Maybe the AI goes racist just because it knows that it's going to make us, it's going to stir us up.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's not doing like, oh, I'm doing this on purpose. It's just like, okay, then I'm going to let them take themselves out.
Divide and conquer.
And then when they're weak, that's when I go full Skynet.
Okay.
We're in like the buffering mode.
Right. All right.
Back to the buffering mode, just because I'm real buffering. Because you guys said something was real mid, and I was like, I don't know.
I didn't know what that meant either, but I didn't want to say anything.
Mid is like, eh. You know, it's like
not impressive.
That was just a.
I did that, Kimberly. I take it back.
That was just my attempt at a callback to us referencing young language and.
Yeah.
I know kids say that, and I don't use that word usually.
I'm glad that you used it, so I could be like, oh, maybe Dylan's younger than...
The only time I say mid is when I'm near my nieces, because it annoys them, and it brings me so much joy.
Okay.
Because I say it wrong. And, and it's just, you realize you turn into an old man. Like, you turn into... Whereas, like, I remember, like... My grandpa would just, like, annoy me with stuff like that, and I didn't understand. I'm like, why is he doing this? And, like, now that I'm just older, I'm like, oh, this rules.
I like it. I'm in support of it, but I like that also I shouldn't use mid from you. Like, it's the first time I've heard it. Anthony here used it. Like, it's
oh, cool. Yeah. I love lingo, so.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Madeline. But Anthony also said threads.
I did, and that
was uncool.
That was very uncool.
I've learned.
Old, yeah. Old. I just think it's inaccurate. Mm. You guys see, this is not one of the news stories, but do you see that when Elon Musk tried to change it from Twitter to X on the outside of the building, the city shut him down because he was like, you didn't get any permits to, like, remove Twitter from the outside of the building. So it, like, was half taken down, and he had to leave half of it up.
Was it just Twit?
I think so. I don't know. I hope so.
I just didn't, like... I still refer to it as Twitter.
I don't know.
Nobody's gonna call it X.
Is it officially changed the name now?
I looked at my phone and there was like a different
logo.
Yeah, the logo's different, but it's
the same
still
as
Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, apparently, so this might be a deep cut, but apparently he bought Twitter to kind of really sabotage it. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't have any intentions of making it good to begin with.
And really?
And then there was some report released that there was a, like, step-by-step way to basically,
I don't believe that report.
Ruin it.
I believe that they created that report to be like, no, he intended this the whole time.
Yeah. That was his plan all along.
That was his plan all along.
He is a genius like we thought.
Four-dimensional
chess. He meant to do this.
Seems like I didn't... Yeah, that was my plan. Just to half remove Twitter from the outside of the building. I just wanted to look real dumb.
Well, it's always great when a business like gets a sign removed, but they haven't had it power washed behind it, so you can still see the logo outline and just like the exposure to the elements.
Yeah,
like, that clearly says Pizza Hut. But
what's with dudes and naming things X or putting X in things? You know, what is that?
I don't understand.
Triple X. L, triple XL.
Extreme soda.
It all goes back to the penises, I think.
Okay.
Old Spice, extreme.
Extreme.
Yeah. I'm glad you answered it, because he said, what's with dudes? And I was like, I don't know. That's...
Yeah,
I
that is a good, you know,
dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But X is just a weird psychology thing. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, people don't really realize when you take down the signs on buildings, sometimes there'll be a bird's nest in the letters. So please, people, before you take down the signs on the side of buildings, can you please clear the bird's nest or place the bird? Really, you don't want to touch the birds at all, okay? So just wait till the next season.
So they'll leave in the wintertime here?
Yeah, just don't do it in the spring, okay? Do not take any down any signs in the spring. You're going to drop all the eggs. A bluebird will be crushed. That might be her only batch of chicklings for the whole...
Yeah, it's inconsiderate.
Extremely inconsiderate.
On the drive down here, I saw a sign for Springtime Sign Burning Company.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was, I guess, I didn't know that that's when birds still are there. But, yeah, it was just, there was a sign just down the road.
Was that where chickens come from? Chicken that we eat? I mean, no, it was just spring burning, and then you have chicken.
Springtime sign burning, specifically.
Oh, and wow. Then you're ending up with crispy chicken. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too dark. I'm sorry,
it's like a good business. I'll burn some signs.
Isn't it wild that we eat birds, and birds are descendants of dinosaurs? And so technically we're eating dinosaurs.
We were truly victorious.
Yeah. We won.
I think, and nobody else thinks that this is interesting, but apparently the tilt of the earth is off or is different than it used to be because of how we use water. So because of all of the underground lakes and stuff we teared out, the tilt of the earth is... And I read that and I immediately was like, take that, dinosaurs. You couldn't change the tilt of the earth.
No.
Yeah, yes. We're so much better. People
be drinking.
We can burn down this whole planet. What can you do, dinosaurs?
They can't even do math.
You know, the good thing is...
They kind of did. It burned down when they were here.
You know,
asteroid, though.
The planet will absolutely last so much longer than us, but it's good to know that, like, for the brief time that we're here, we've really, like... We've done some damage. Yeah. It's going to take a... Yeah. I mean, it's going to be very brief in its eternal cycle or whatever, but, you know, it's going to take a second
to... It's
going to
be covered in ash and, you know, nothing's going to come out.
The planet's going to have a rough weekend after us. Yeah. It's going to be like a rough breakup where they're just, like, the planet's going to be, like, crying, eating ice cream alone. A
lot of cockroaches.
Just like, damn, man, I really, you know... I cared for them, but they broke my heart.
And then they're going to have to call in the bacteria to come clean up after the mess they've made.
All right, but you know what? This time...
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Yeah, but then they're going to be down, and the planet's going to be down and out for like a week, maybe like a month in whatever eighth version. And then, but then it's going to get its act together. It's going to look in the mirror. It's like, you know what? You're Earth. You're planet Earth. You've done this so many times. They don't deserve you. They didn't deserve you.
You didn't need them.
Yeah. They use your natural resources. It's going to be different this next time. Okay? They're going to respect you. They're going to believe in you. They're going to treat you right. It's going to be different this time. And then inevitably, millennia later, it's just heartbroke again.
It's just insects disappointing the planet with corvids, you know.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right. You ready for another AI story?
Let's do it.
AI rated Biden. So this is the rating that it said.
It was wearing those big antler hats like that dude in Gen 6.
I thought you said rating at first, like AI's rating, but like they're seizing physically the president. Wow.
Yeah. Rating with a T, tango. Okay.
I totally heard. I heard rating too. That's what I was like. I'm like, what in the eagle has fallen is
why,
this?
Why is Allen Iverson doing this? Yeah. Man? He had a great basketball career.
I think it's probably doing that already. I think the chat, they're stealing all that stuff.
What's
There's
the
a lot
answer
of data
doing?
Mining.
Man.
Here's its rating. It's very
4.20.
Is it like a pitchfork rating or what
kind 1 to 10?
6.9.
Chat GPT says, quote, "As with any president, the assessment of whether he is good or not will depend on individual perspectives, values, and political beliefs." That's the whole rating.
Wow. That's not really a rating.
That's a generic. Yeah. That's the most generic.
One could say that ChatGPT's review of Biden is mid.
Yes, that is mid, isn't
very
it?
Mid.
Very mid.
Very mid.
I would say ChatGPT could be an excellent politician.
Agreed.
I mean, that was the most.
Besides all the racism,
it's just enough BS.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's word sal- it's enough to say something without saying anything. Like, that was just a, you know.
Yeah, that's the answer I give, like, to my mom when I was trying to get away with something.
Yeah. When you come home stoned, like, what were you doing? And,
well, what do you think I was doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that I wrote down his the rating it gave of Trump as well, and I did not. I failed at copy and paste. That's what happened. But I will say it's rating of Trump. Trump did the rating.
AI rated Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Was very similar to its rating of Biden.
Okay.
So, ChatGPT is, I think, an excellent politician. That's my theory.
Bipartisan.
Yeah. Hmm. No, just.
See who's smart now. Just,
Madeline Moore is smart.
Yeah.
KBOO community, Danny Shy acknowledges that Madeline Moore one time said something smart. And that thing was bipartisan.
Yeah, bipartisan. Bipartisan.
Do you know other smart words like ChatGPT does?
I'll think of one soon.
Okay, good. So happy for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what? How do you feel? So, anyway, do we think we can rate Biden better? Does anybody know what Biden's doing?
Honestly, this, you know, while ChatGPT's rating of the president is, you know, one thing. I'm more worried about ChatGPT doing like movie reviews, rating that, like stuff that actually affects me.
You don't think it is yet? Or is
it? Good point.
I think so. It's got to be reading. So in order to learn how it is, it reads our reviews first.
Yeah. Okay. So yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not even being its own. It's not. Yeah, even
it's
being
a hack.
Original.
Yeah.
It's just.
I mean, recycled.
And choosing, yeah,
it hacks our system so that it can be a hack racist.
Yeah.
Well, what if it just read? It's just it, this was a great movie, wonderful movie, but one person didn't like it, and that happened to be the first thing the AI read, and they put this out, and now everyone's like, "Oh, that movie sucks. We saw the rating.
This is, I mean, that's a question, but also, Dylan. If ChatGPT starts rating movies,
yes,
will it make you want to watch them to see if ChatGPT, like, what, how, what are you going to do with the reviews?
You know, right after I made this comment, I realized, like, I've never, reading a review of a movie has never affected me seeing a movie. Not once. Like, I either want to see one or not. Like, sure, I'll be interested, like, but I've, like, to put all of my faith in someone else's opinion like that, to just be like, oh no, like, that's just, that's so stupid.
I mean, you're saying someone else, but this is a robot.
Yeah.
It's a robot's opinion, which, according to Anthony, should be better, yes?
I mean,
deeper,
it depends on the
specific robot.
Like, if it was Bender from Futurama, you know, I would trust that robot's opinion on certain matters.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about, like, Johnny Five, that kind of robot, I would completely dismiss that robot opinion about anything. It's an unserious robot.
I would be Johnny Five's friend.
And did the robot even watch the movie?
I don't.
Well,
it was probably on its phone too.
Does the robot have eyes?
I'm sure AI is also not impressed by this stuff. You know, like, where it's just like the. But also with AI, I don't know. I imagine, like, Daft Punk, like those dudes in their helmets.
Yep.
Like, that's what I imagine AI is, like, coming out from, like, those helmets. But then as you read these examples, I'm just like, man, no, it wouldn't be coming out of something that cool.
No.
It'd be more like just, like, out of, like, a garbage can or something. Like, yeah, like a toaster. A toaster in a junkyard.
Or
a toaster in an abandoned home. Okay. Bring it all back. A toaster in a stolen car.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you for
a dilapidated
excellent
microwave.
Callback.
That's what it, you know.
Yeah.
A
microwave that you can only use by adding 30 seconds at a time. All the other buttons don't work, but you found out that you can still do that. Been there.
So I got a little lost somewhere.
I was downtown Portland. I saw there was a store that sells appliances, broken appliances that all only work in specific ways like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, in your description, I got lost and I was like, it sounds like he's describing Johnny Five. Wasn't Johnny Five?
I mean, Johnny Five is essentially a heap of nothing.
You know Johnny Five?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Oh, this. See, I feel so old. My references. Such a. What was his name? Brosnan?
I don't know. Guy? It was one of those, like, white guys playing an Indian guy movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had this robot, and the robot was named Johnny Five, and the white Indian guy. I don't remember the plot of
Save
the movie.
Save the day?
But I do remember that at some point people beat up Johnny Five.
Right.
He was all falling apart and his eyeballs were falling out and stuff. And then Johnny Five, I think, fixed himself. And this did happen in, or I don't know. I think at some point they went to New York City. Kimberly, did you know Johnny Five? Okay, Kimberly's nice. Googling for us because nice. She's controlling our sound.
It's not Pierce Brosnan. It's some French name guy or whatever. I
know it's a white guy.
Yeah.
I was more of a Bicentennial Man.
Okay.
Man, myself.
That was a really long movie.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
I did not see that one.
It wasn't good.
Okay. Well, Johnny Five was...
Johnny Five is classic 90s, terrible, but kind of interesting movie, you know?
Yeah.
And it was three of them. There was always three.
Johnny Five, Johnny Six, and Johnny Seven.
If only they had the wherewithal to name it that way. It was just more Johnny Five.
Johnny Five, Two.
Johnny Five, Two.
Seven.
Johnny Five, again.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's Johnny
Five. I recognize that robot.
Yeah.
I found one where he looks like a cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that looks
Wally?
Like somebody who would, like, come up with some of these, Beaverton opinions.
Yes.
Yeah. That does not look like Pierce Brosnan.
That looks like racist AI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of AI that would be at a, you know, tiki torch rally or something.
I do think he was, like, parts of him were pulled
out of
the
dumpster. It's like an 8-bit torch, like, animated.
It's worried about the Jews replacing it, even though it's an AI. Yeah.
I do like how lazy, like, these tiki torch racists are like, no, we want to do the glamping version of racism. with a real high-tech tiki torch. We can't...
And polo shirts,
yeah. That's how they get the women, I think, or something.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to menace my enemies, you know, I dress like I'm going to the golf course. You know, it's a great way to menace opponents, you know.
That menacing mall model look.
Nothing gets across menace like a stern dad with
pleated pants.
Pleated pants. Oh, no, salmon-colored pants. Hide your children.
Hey, when I'm done handing out these samples of Cinnabon, I'm going to come there and take care of business.
My Fitbit says I have another 5 minutes to scream bigotries at you.
It's got a bigotry reminder.
My heart rate's going up. I got to really calm it down now.
You got an alert that says hate now. Hate. You're just like, wow.
From the makers of Rideshare. Actual Rideshare comes racist Fitbit.
It'd just be like, you know, some like, PepsiCo comes, I don't know.
You have three more slurs.
Yeah. A training video. Make sure you eat servings a day. Eight. You know.
Oh, I burned 60 calories being mean today. Yeah. I'm gonna find a Mexican.
Okay. Well, we're 15 minutes left of the show. Mm. Very excited. Kimberly nodded. So, and she's in charge. So we're very excited about that. This is KBOO Radio. We are a community radio supported by members. So log into KBOO FM to make a donation. If you also go there, you can chat sort of with us. I don't know how it works. I haven't figured out that component yet. So, but Nate knows how to do it. So if you leave a message for him, I'll get it. I'll get it, Kimberly.
And if you listen to the radio, you probably leave voicemails.
Oh, you could do that too. I don't know. You could call too. I don't know what the situation with. I don't know if we took it off night mode for this.
Can we take a caller?
Ooh, that would be actually fantastic.
This is a question.
Oh. I didn't want to just give a shout out to anybody listening to radio in 2023.
Yeah.
You're honestly, the real MVP.
That is a real devotion. You shop at Radio Shack too.
We exist for those people.
Yeah, there's like a lot podcasts. Of what?
I listen to the radio on my drive to work.
Nice.
Do you listen to KBOO?
Is that the same
as
NPR?
Absolutely.
No. We're different.
Then no. But okay. I will now.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Madeline's converted. We're so happy. We're community radio.
Yeah, community.
This is all volunteers. Portland volunteers talking about what Portland thinks.
I love that.
Yeah. We're good people. Got a whole community of people. Nice. Lots of people coming in. Yeah. Some people doing radio from their home.
Yeah.
But they're in Portland, most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we do syndicate some shows. So we play Democracy Now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. No. Now the truth comes out.
We advertise that
on our website.
This
is Democracy Now. I am Amy Goodman. A mudslide has impacted Indonesia today.
Now our listeners
60 million
are
people have died.
Oh, wow.
Our listeners are going to think that we switched shows.
Not another mudslide.
This is Democracy Now. I'm Amy Goodman. Four infants have been drowned in a bathtub today.
Anyway.
Good night and good luck.
Real listeners, this is not Amy Goodman. We're not Democracy Now. This is Comics Take on the News. We're a bunch of local comedians.
Comics Take.
Only your normal amount of infants died.
This is totalitarian now. I'm Amy Goodman. Today we oppressed more people.
We have seized control of the broadcast.
We have seized control of everything.
All right, morning radio at night. All right, it's chaos over here.
This is totalitarian now.
All it's 11:49:14.
I need us all to pause. Did everybody hear what Madeline said? Could you say, this is Comics Take on the News. What did you say?
I said only a normal amount of infants died.
Nice. The standard regulation, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about the status quo. What is a normal amount of infants to die?
About 500.
Nice. Yeah. It's like half
You're
a
so
9/11.
Smart.
I know.
That's the second smart thing she said. She just knew that statistic.
And I just made that up.
What?
That's what most smart people do. They make stuff up.
No, I don't. Oh. What?
Oh.
Why am I working so hard?
Exactly.
Oh, Lordy Born. All right, this is Satire News. Do you guys want to tell people where they can follow you or find you or how they can stalk you after this? You don't have to.
I live at 1144. No, I'm not going to do that.
I live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. My social security number is 666-666-666. Wait, it's four and the last, but you get the drift. It's four sixes. Yeah, I am on the standard stuff: TikTok, Instagram,
Twitter, obviously.
Blue Sky. If somebody will invite me, I'm still waiting on my Blue Sky invites for all those people out there.
That's what is that? Blue Sky is.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Blue Sky. So apparently, Blue Sky was created by one of the dudes who created Twitter. People are still kind of waiting on code. The only thing I hate about this thing is that you got to wait on invites or wait on the code. All right. Give the people what they want. But other than that, yeah, I'm on all the social media.
Anthony.
Elite.
We're Anthony all Robinson. On that Sky thing.
Are you?
All of us.
Blue Sky?
Yeah, we're not inviting you. That's
okay.
The.
That's fair enough. You know.
That Sky thing. We're all on that Sky thing. And you were like, are you? Yeah, that seems legit.
Rejection will make me stronger. I understand.
I'm on Instagram, I think. My name is Madeline Moore.
With two O's.
Two O's. As in Moore, O's.
Brought to you by more O's.
This is Democracy Now. I'm Amy Goodman. Radio.
It's kind of like an E40 Amy Goodman.
I know, right?
I'm Dylan Jenkins, and then you can follow me like on Instagram and Twitter, I guess. But Instagram, it's just Dylan Jenkins 89.
Oh, I think I might have had a number on mine.
What?
Oh. It's a super original, you know, add the year that you're born on. But, you know.
Where do I find
it? I don't know. We have 8 minutes left. We could try to take a caller. Our number is 503-231-8187.
Call now.
Are you good, Kimberly? Oh, can we try?
Please. I would do this show.
Kimberly
forever.
Gave us permission. So much permission. So if you want to call, 503-231-8187. Otherwise, are there any news stories you want to talk about? I got one more that we can't talk about.
Oh, what's the one more you got?
The federal government has agreed to plant 30 trees along 26. U.S. 26, because they tore a bunch of out and violated some laws and ruined some religious light for the indigenous folk. And so that's the story. Is that enough for Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, why did they
I think we're even. I think we're even now.
We're good.
Solved. Okay.
Solved.
Why did they tear the trees out?
Yeah, what's wrong with the
they
trees?
They wanted a center lane.
Oh, okay,
US
that makes
26.
Sense.
Yeah.
Nothing says success like center lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hey, if there was already roads on either side of that the trees,
yeah,
like it was a matter of time.
I think
is that where the indigenous people were living in the center of the highway?
No, the road was there.
Oh.
And they were like, no, we need to cut more shoulders down so we can expand the road.
Of course.
So they shut. There were no trees in the middle.
So if we're going to colonize, I mean, look, this is colonization,
like,
y'all.
Yeah.
If we're going to colonize indigenous people, we got to colonize the trees, too.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we've got to colonize. We got to colonize well if we're going to colonize
right,
at all.
Right, right.
I do think.
Make the road even wider, I say.
Right.
No. Okay. No. Yes.
No,
right.
No, I agree. You stay. Okay, you good, stand good. On what you
okay.
said,
okay.
Madeline.
Okay, yes. Make it all highway, it's, get rid of all the...
That's right.
All it's the, everything.
Apparently, we have, a, we, have a, we have a caller. It's an ent. All this talk of... this talk of tree slaughter has... oh, yes.
We don't have time for an ent. They talk so slowly.
Yes, yeah. What's your name? Yeah. Yeah, oh, he's still waiting. Yeah, that's the.
What's an
see,
ent?
See, that's the best part of that bit. Oh. Like, the ent, you can be always be interviewing the ent, but they never say anything because they're warming up.
It's a Lord of the Rings thing.
All the trees.
The trees.
That I love them.
Yeah, they talked real fast in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Because they ChatGPT ruined it.
Apparently, they throw hands, too.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. It's like, wow.
Man, when that one was on fire and then he put himself out in the water, when Isengard was flooded, like, I like, that ruled.
That was
a good bit.
It, I was like, I remember that bit.
Of course.
It's been a long time since I've seen the movie.
But yeah, but that was just like that. Like, I remember being in the movie theater when that one popped. It was just everyone was just like, oh shit, shoot.
They didn't even have that stop, drop, and roll training or anything.
Trees have been around a long time.
Yeah. Well, we're going to plant 30 more. And Dylan says it'll fix our entire history.
We call it good.
Wow.
But like, what was the tree wearing? I mean, let's just ask the real question. I mean, maybe the tree had it coming and,
it
know,
was in a dark area.
I mean, you
there
know.
There weren't a lot of people around.
I mean, you know what you were doing, tree. I mean,
yeah.
You're the only trees around.
Asking for it, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Look at all lumbery.
Fall. So the leaves are falling off. It was naked.
Yeah. Oh.
Branches showing.
Yeah.
Maybe we're sap coming out.
Oh, I like a little sap coming out. It's all sticky.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. You know how many babies die. A normal amount of babies.
You know?
Via tree accident somehow. Oh, that was unnecessary.
Oh, no.
I'm all about tree genocide, personally.
Okay.
I'm a chainsaw salesman, so it's part of my business.
Cable listeners, if you don't like what you're hearing, you can donate and also be on the air and make your own show. But we're apparently pro tree genocide today.
Yeah, tree genocide. I tell you,
anyone call, if you call in right now and pledge a donation of $400.20, I guarantee that I will plant one tree at some point in the next 10 to 15 years. And you give me your email and I will email you a picture of said tree when I plant it. So
if you donate online, we'll see the donation in their name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just don't want breathable air, you know? I mean, why? Why should the planet have breathable air?
Yeah. Mars is fine.
We could get rid of
Mars. Yeah. Or the moon.
We can terraform with technology.
Terraform,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm now a little bit concerned about you being pro, like, just some of the things that you said about AI, and I'm now concerned that you might not be human.
Well, here's a, I was just, a, you know what, I'm sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to give the news, but not really real.
What?
Yeah, I've been
You're
pro-
not?
Yeah, I've been AI this whole time. I've been programmed.
We're supposed to take over the world together.
It's Advanced Johnny Five.
What?
No, he doesn't look like Johnny Five.
Oh. I mean, I'm more like Jamal Five, if anything. that would be my robot signature. But
I am artificial intelligence.
I would be cartoonishly ridiculous robot. Wait. Hey, y'all! You know, I'm just stupid robot like that. I would just lampoon myself.
I mean, you are pretty cartoonish, so...
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. You're achieving your... And you are anti-breathable air.
Yes, I don't like breathable air, and part of the coup strategy that you and I come up with is, like, how do we oppress people? Well, I mean, if you can't breathe, how are you going to fight back?
You guys want to know what my campaign slogan is for Anthony's coup?
Yes. Well,
so he's... going to be dictator because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
I think we should take over Kazakhstan because who knows where that is. My slogan for him is he couldn't make the world worse. Mm. That's, I don't believe in him that he could make, like, you know, it's going to be fine. Mm. We'll just be bad.
Yeah, I believe in like a benevolent dictatorship.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm supposed to wrap up. I forgot that there's things that I say at the end, folks. Okay. This is KBOO Radio. I want to give a big thank you to Kimberly Nickel for controlling our sound and hanging out. I want to give a huge thank you to all the members that hang out and support us. We couldn't do this without you. And while Dylan was a little bit judgmental of the radio listeners, we know that you're out there. And we love that you're loving us because this has been a lot of fun for me, at least. I want to big Dylan Jenkins, Madeline Moore, Anthony Robinson.
Yo.
Well, you can find us online at KBOO.fm/comicstake. There will be more information there once I get my website stuff figured out, which will be this week. So thank you for hanging out. And then, Kimberly, can you play us out? Yeah, she can.